Good morning. Good morning. It's Layla. Layla's Journey IFO. Excuse me if you hear the beating. The beating of my voice. I'm actually on the treadmill, getting my workout in. And I do want to say good afternoon. So I'm going to jump right into this business of casual sexual encounters. The ones that happen when our imperfect bodies, want to meet with each other. And we find ourselves in a situation where, thank you, hey, I appreciate you coming in. I'm on the treadmill. Yes, and judge me not, hallelujah. So, the flesh is so weak. I mean, we can be doing good one day. We're up on our scriptures. I was in Ecclesiastes yesterday, and then bam, here comes the devil. And before you know it, you're swabbing spit with someone. You hardly even know. I'm just saying it like that because usually that's what it is. And it's not going to stop there. It's actually going to continue because when you're doing good and you've got your spirit moving in you, I believe that's what some of the torment is for us to try and be condemned by our own abhorrent lusts and weak flesh. And we're only in these bodies while we're here on earth. So we're borrowing them. So we borrow a little bit of what we learned over time to be something that's really emotional, getting engulfed in feelings. And then before you know it, we're entwined in this lip-sucking ceremony, if you want to call it that. That's what I'm going to call it for now. And it's like a pot of water. It starts to boil. You drop something in it. You got too much heat on the water. And before you know it, the water's boiling over. And guess what? It spills all onto the stove. Then you've got a big mess. Now your conscience is saying to you, you know what? She'll never let that happen. Because guess what? The demon's loose now. Now he's going for your whole, I need to take this person down and literally engulf your name in flames because you already know, like, the person that you were with, they're not even caring or being considerate of your feelings at all. It was just only having to do with one thing, and that was getting you to your lowest point. Taking your character out into the worldly world and basically diminishing everything that you thought that you've built. So now you have to go back and trust in God that He can deliver you out of this mess and again ask for forgiveness. You know, we go back, Ecclesiastes was speaking about how we are never really going to be satisfied. Never gonna be satisfied? What? So I'm on this treadmill for nothing today? Did 21 minutes? Oh, goodness. Oh, thank you. I just want to thank Jesus for letting me be able to come back anytime I need to and untwist the truths and get me right.
Now, as you can see, I haven't been on here very long, but I certainly want to be able to follow those who also have a broadcast. I appreciate your time, and I thank you for listening. If there's anything that I could tap into and again be forthright about, this space that we have to have verbal conversations without judging me is perfectly okay. I'm just trying to meet people halfway. I truly thank you for your time and spending it with me while I burn off some calories. Have a very wonderful day. Be blessed today. Hallelujah. Amen.